It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia cast. Adam Scott canvass for CA Democrat Katie Hill. By Joshua Kaplan on November 4, 2018. Cast members of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and actor Adam Scott knocked on doors Saturday to encourage residents to vote for California Democrat Katie Hill. While Mobilize America, an online platform aimed at connecting volunteers with progressive political campaigns, did not reveal which cast members were present, reports say some members of the show's zany lineup began canvassing in Simi Valley following a noon training session. Join cast members of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and our grassroots supporters in Simi Valley to kick off our 12 p.m. canvass on Saturday, November 3. A blurb on Mobilize America reads, "We'll start with a quick training before heading out into the community to knock on doors and spread the word about Katie in the November 6 general election." Actor Adam Scott also campaigned in support of Hill on Saturday, knocking on doors in Lancaster. The Parks and Recreation star shared a photo of himself canvassing to social media, tweeting, saying insanely funny shit while canvassing for a Katie Hill 4K with full-on bro at Jeff Ulrich today and hashtag CA25 get out there. Lend a hand. Hashtag vote. In October, the Congressional Leadership Fund, CLF, launched an ad targeting Hill for supporting House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi's, DCA, plans to raise taxes. The ad, titled $3,000, refers to the cost savings that the super PAC supported by House Republican leadership say California families will enjoy thanks to President Donald Trump's historical tax reform bill, as previously reported by Breitbart News' Joe Polak. Following the ad's release, the Congressional Leadership Fund said in a statement, "The ad contrasts Steve Knight's work to cut middle-class taxes, resulting in $3,000 in savings for California families, with Katie Hill's liberal agenda of higher taxes and increased gas prices." The ad will run on television in the Los Angeles media market and on digital platforms throughout the district. Courtney Alexander, the PAC's communications director, said in a separate statement, "Steve Knight cut middle-class taxes, saving California families nearly $3,000. Now 4 million jobs have been created and unemployment is at a record low." Liberal Katie Hill joined Nancy Pelosi to oppose Californians' middle-class tax cut, and she supports radical regulations that would increase gas prices by 60 cents. "Katie Hill would mean higher taxes and higher gas prices. She's too expensive for Californians,"